thank you, Jag said. I'll be sure to mention your cooperation to Chief Dalla when I meet with her in the morning.
That won't be necessary, sir, Attar replied with ice in his voice. She'll have a full report this evening. Now, if you'll stand aside, I do have my duties to fulfill.
Certainly.
Jag pivoted on one foot, taking pains to move aside without removing himself from the area. It wasn't what Han would have done, but he had to admit that Fel knew how to be a major pain in the rear without breaking rules. As long as he was standing in the area, the GAS captain did not dare risk starting a firefight and endangering the Imperial head of state. When Attar finally accepted that Jag would not be moving any farther, he let out a snort of exasperation and pushed forward again. By then, of course, Han had slipped over to the gate controls, and Jaina and her mother were standing just in front of the threshold, lightsabers in hand. The blades were not ignited, but the message was clear. GAS would not be coming inside without a fight.
Jedi Solo, I am going to arrest the Jedi Knights Basil Warve and Yakiel Savatu. Will you stand aside, or do I have to move you?
Leia did not flinch. I don't see anyone in imminent danger, she said. And that means you would need a warrant to arrest them. We're not going anywhere unless I see one. The hint of a smile flashed beneath the Tar's thick mustache.
In that case, he extended a hand behind him and called, Carpet, front and center!
A Rodian female stepped forward, her multifaceted eyes sparkling with far too much delight.
Yes, Captain?
The warrant!
She was passing him a freshly printed flimsoplast even as he spoke. Han saw the miniature printer hanging from her equipment belt and felt his stomach go hollow. Attar examined the document briefly, then nodded and passed it to Leia.
The print is a bit smaller than usual, but I believe you'll find everything in order.
Leia accepted the document, her impassive face betraying none of the shock that Han knew she was feeling. She examined it briefly, then said,
Very clever, Captain.
I really can't take the credit, Jedi Solo, Attar replied. When it comes to the Jedi menace, Chief Dalla has given the order to facilitate due process in every legal manner.
So I see.
Leia gestured Jaina to remain where she was, just outside the gate, then held the document out toward Han.
What do you think?
Han took the warrant and squinted down at the tiny lines of legal text. It was a detention order rather than an actual arrest warrant, but that didn't negate its validity. The names were spelled correctly, their species were identified properly, the justifying incident was described accurately, and the chrono stamp, less than 5 minutes old, was certainly valid.
I'm no expert, but everything seems right.
He looked over at Attar.
Who's Judge Lortel?
Arabelle Lortelli, Attar corrected. Designated judge for all matters Jedi.
Dalla's appointee? Leia asked. A new one?
Yes, ma'am, Attar replied. Now, since even you agree that everything's in order, we'll be taking custody of Jedi Knights Warve and Savatu.
He started to lead his squad across the threshold until Leia raised a hand in his direction.
Wait.
Attar stumbled back, and Leia turned to Han with one of those defiant gleams that always came to her eye when she smelled something rotten in the halls of power.
I don't know, Han. How do we handle this?
It was not a real question, of course, since Han was neither a Jedi nor a legal advisor. It was a signal. He watched as Jaina subtly checked to make sure she was clear of the gate's drop path, and he knew she understood it too.
It looks like we don't have any choice,
Han said. He shrugged and passed the warrant back to Leia, then turned to Attar.
Wait here. We're gonna have to get Master Hamner involved in this.
Attar scowled.
We're not waiting anywhere, he said. You'll bring those two Jedi out here at once.
Han sighed and turned to Leia.
I think we better do as he says, don't you?
Leia nodded.
Yes, I think so.
She glanced over at the control panel, and the toggle button rocked to the closed position.
The gates started to descend so swiftly that she barely had time to look back and meet Atar's puzzled gaze.
Okay, Captain, you win, she said. We'll be right back.
What? Wait now! He sputtered. Why are you closing?
The gate clanged shut, leaving Han and Leia alone together. Han hit the lockout switch to prevent it from being inadvertently opened by a returning Jedi Knight, and then returned to Leia.
You know, sometimes I'm really glad I married you.
Just sometimes?
Oh, I'm glad all the time, but at times like this, I'm really glad.
He took her hand and started down the tunnel to check out the new patients.
How long do you suppose they'll wait?
It's going to take the good captain a few minutes to overcome his embarrassment and calm for new orders, Leia said. So we've got a while.
Good. Do you suppose Jane is going to be okay out there?
Of course.
Leia closed her eyes for a moment, and Han knew that she was reaching out to check on their daughter through the Force.
She's with Jag, isn't she?